brethren and sisters, we welcome you to the temple and hope you will find joy in serving in the house of the Lord this day. Those of you who are here to receive your own blood should have been washed and once again clothed in the garment of the Holy Priesthood. For those who are representing the feast person, the ordinances of washing, anointing, and clothing in the garments of the Holy Priesthood, together with the ordaining on behalf of the feast dresser, were performed previously. Each of you should have received a new name in connection with this company. If any of you have forgotten the new name, or have not received these ordinances as explained, please stand. Please be alert, attentive, and reverent during the presentation of the announcement. As you are asked to proceed to the veil, please do so in orderly manner, row by row, as directed. After passing through the veil into the celestial room and in other areas in the temple, if you need to communicate, please whisper, thus helping us maintain the quiet reverence that should prevail in the house of the Lord. We will now proceed with the presentation of the announcement. Brethren, you have been washed and pronounced clean. For that through your faithfulness you may become clean from the blood and sins of this generation. You have been anointed to become hereafter kings and priests unto the Most High God, to rule and reign in the house of Israel forever. Sisters, you have been washed and anointed to become hereafter queens and priestesses to your husbands. Brethren and sisters, if you are true and faithful, the day will come when you will be chosen, called up, and anointed kings and queens, priests and priestesses, whereas you are now anointed only to become such. The realization of these blessings depends upon your faithfulness. You have had a garment placed upon you, which you were informed represents the garment given to Adam and Eve when they were found naked in the Garden of Eden, and which is called the garment of the Holy Priesthood. This you were instructed to wear throughout your life. You were informed that it will be a shield and a protection to you inasmuch as you do not defy it, and if you are true and faithful to your covenant. You have had a new name given unto you, which you were told never to abolish nor forget. This new name is a key word, which you will be required to give at a certain place in the temple today. Your endowment is to receive all those ordinances in the house of the Lord, which are necessary for you to enable you to walk back to the presence of the Father, passing the angels who stand at central, being able to give them the key words, the signs and tokens pertaining to the Holy Priesthood, and being your eternal association. If you proceed and receive your full endowment, you will be required to take upon yourself sacred obligations, the violation of which will bring upon you the judgment of God, for God will not be mocked. If any of you desire to withdraw rather than accept these obligations of your own free will and choice, you may now make it known by raising your hand. Brethren and sisters, as you sit here, you will hear the voices of three persons who represent our sins, Jehovah and Michael. Elohim will command Jehovah and Michael to go down and organize the world. The work of the six created curious will be led to them. They will also organize man in their own likeness and image, male and female.
Come, let us go.
Don't go down, Jehovah. Michael,
speech, sees its manner of ordinance. We will organize it into a world like the other world that we have heretofore formed. We will call our neighbor the first day and return from the court.
We will return and report our neighbor at the first day of Jehovah.
Fellow Father, we have done what thou hast commanded and have called our neighbors the first day. It is well.
Jehovah, Michael, go down again, gather the waters together and cause the dry land to appear. The great water call ye seas, and the dry land call ye earth. Form mountain and hill, great river and small stream, be beautified and give alike in the face of the earth. Call your labor the second day, and bring me word.
It shall be done, fellow.
Come on, let us pray. We will go down, Jehovah.
Now, we will gather the waters together and cause the dry land to appear. The great waters we will call sea, and the dry land we will call earth. We will form mountains and hills, great rivers and small streams, to beautify and give the riders of our day to the earth. We will call our neighbors the second day, and return to the court.
We will return and report our neighbors of the second day, Jehovah.
Elohim, we have done as thou hast commanded, and have called our neighbors the second day. It is well. Jehovah, Michael, return again to the earth that you have organized, to find the light from the darkness, call the light day, and the darkness night. Cause the light from the firmament to appear, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. Cause the stars also to appear, and give light to the earth, the same as with other worlds which were created. On your day, the third day, bring me word. It shall be done, Elohim. Come, Michael, let us return again to the earth that you hold us.
We will return, Jehovah.
Michael, we will divide the light from the night, and call the light day and the darkness night. We will cause the light in the firmament to appear, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. We will cause the stars also to appear and give light to the earth, the same as with other worlds in the fourth creation. We will call our neighbors the third day and return to the court.
We will return and report our neighbors at the third day, Jehovah.
Hello, we have done as thou hast commanded, and have called our neighbors the third day. It is well. Jehovah, Michael, we come and place seeds of all kinds in the earth, the vanished green portal grass, flowers, shrubbery, trees, and all manner of vegetation, each of the feeding itself after its own kind. Call your labor the fourth day, and bring me word. It is time done, Elohim. Come, my Lord, let us come down.
We will go down, Jehovah.
Michael, we will plant seeds of all kinds of years, the various spring worthy grass, flowers, shrubbery, trees, and all manner of vegetation. We will call our neighbors the fourth day and return to the court.
We will return and report our neighbors at the fourth day, Jehovah.
Elohim, we have done as thou hast commanded, and have called our neighbors the fourth day. It is well. Jehovah, my God, now that the earth is growing, divided, and beautified, and vegetation is growing thereon, return and place all manner of life upon the earth. Command the beast, the fowl, the fishes, the insects, all creeping things and other forms of animal life, to multiply in their respective elements, each after its time. And every kind of vegetation to multiply in its sphere, that every form of life may fill the measure of its creation and have joy therein. Call your labor the fifth day and bring me word.
It shall be done, our heaven. Come, my Lord, and let us go down.
We don't go down, my Lord.
My Lord, now that the earth is born, divided, and purified, and vegetation is growing upon, we will place feet on the land.
More.
The lion.
The tiger.
The bear. The horse. And all other kinds of men. Bowed in the air in all their variety. Fishes of all kinds in the water. And all manner of animal life upon the earth. We will command the beast, the fowl, the fisher, the infant, all the creeping things and other forms of animal life to see multiplying in their respective elements, each at their time. And every kind of vegetation to multiply in its sphere, that every form of life may fill the measure of its creation and cure therein. We will call our neighbors the fifth day and return and report it. It is well, Solomon. Now that the earth is formed, the vegetation grown down and provided with all manner of life, it is glorious and beautiful. It is glorious. Let us return and record our lives on the fifth day, Jehovah. Solomon, we have done as thou hast commanded, and have called our neighbor the fifth day. It is well. Jehovah, my Lord, is man found on the earth? Man is not found on the earth. Jehovah, my Lord, then let us go down and form man in our own likeness and in our own image, male and female, and put this in their spirit. And let us give them dominion over all things on the face of the earth. We will plant for them a garden, each work in Eden, and place them in it, to tend and cultivate it, that they may be happy and have joy therein. We will command it to multiply and replenish the earth, that they may have joy in their posterity. We will place before them the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and we will allow Lucifer, our common enemy, whom we have brought out, to cut them and confine them, that they may know by their own experience the good from the evil. If they deal with temptation, we will give unto them the law of sacrifice, and we will provide a savior for them, as we counsel them to do, that they may be brought forth by the power of the redemption and the resurrection, and come again into our presence, and look up on the faith of eternal life and exaltation. We will call this the sixth day, and we will rest from our labor for a season. Come, let us go down. We will go down that way. Jehovah, see the earth that we have formed. There is no man to kill and take care of it. We are here to form man in our own likeness and in our own image. We will do so, Lord. Jehovah, man is now organized, and we will put into his spirit the breath of life, that he may become a living soul. Jehovah, is it good for man to be alone? It is not good for man to be alone, Elohim. He will cause the eight sweet to come upon this stream whom we have formed. And we will take from his side a rib, from which we will form a woman, be a companion and helpmate for him. Brethren and sisters, David Marcos, who helped form the earth, when he awakens from the sleep which Elohim and Jehovah have caused to come upon him, he will be known as Adam, and having forgotten all, will have become like a little child. Brethren, arise, you are asleep. Adam, awake and arise. All the brethren will be loved. Here is a woman whom you have formed, and only give unto you to be a companion and help me for you. What will you call her?
Eve.
Why will you call her Eve?
Because she is the mother of all living.
That is right, Adam. Because she is the mother of all living. We have organized for you this earth and the planted a garden, eastward in Eden. We will place you in the garden, and will there command you to multiply and replenish the earth, that you may have joy and rejoicing in your posterity. Jehovah, introduce Adam and Eve into the garden, which we have prepared for them. It shall be done, Elohim. We now go with Adam and Eve into the garden. Adam, Eve, we have created this earth and have placed upon it all kinds of vegetation and animal life. We have commanded all these to multiply in their own sphere and element. We give you dominion over all these things and make you, Adam, Lord over the whole earth and all things on the face thereof. We now command you to multiply and replenish the earth, that you may have joy and rejoicing in your posterity. We have also planted for you this garden, wherein we have placed all manner of fruits, flowers, and vegetation. Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge good and evil thou shalt not eat. Nevertheless thou mayest choose for thyself, for it is given unto thee. But remember that I forbid it, for the day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Remember these commandments which we have given unto you. Now, go to, dress this garden, take good care of it, be happy, and have joy therein. We shall go away, but we shall visit you again and give you further instructions.
Surely die, but shall be as the gods. knowing good and evil. I will not partake of it.
Oh, you will not.
What?
You shall see.
Who are you?
I am your brother.
You, my brother, and come here to persuade me to disobey father?
I said nothing about father. I want to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that your eyes may be open. For that is the way father gave his knowledge. You must eat his fruit so as to comprehend that everything has passed. Good and evil. Virtue and vice. Life and darkness. Health and sickness. Pleasure and pain. Thus your eyes will be opened, and you will have knowledge.
Is there no other way?
There is no other way.
Then I will forget.
Now go and get Adam, she said.
Adam, here is some of the fruit of that tree. It is delicious to the taste and very desirable.
Eve, do you know what fruit that is?
Yes, it is the fruit of the tree of knowledge, of good and evil.
I cannot partake of it. Do you not know that Father commanded us not to partake of the fruit of that tree?
Even if you obey all of Father's commandments?
Yes, all of them.
Do you not remember that Father commanded them to multiply and replenish the earth? I have partaken of this fruit, and my soul shall be cast out, and you will be left alone in the Garden of Eden.
Do you not see that this must be? I will partake, but man may be. That's right.
It is painful to have to inquire that we may know the good from the evil. I know you now. Thou art Lucifer, he who was cast out of Father's presence for rebellion.
Yes. Your hands appear all in you. What is that apron you have on? It is an emblem of my power and priestess. I am looking for Father to come down to give us further instruction. Oh, you were looking for Father to come down, are you?
Jehovah, we promised Adam and Eve that we would visit them and give them further instruction.
Come, let us go down. We will go down, Helen. I hear the voices in her tongue.
See, you are naked. Take the pigmies and make the anxious father look too. You are naked. Quick, lie!
Come, let us hide.
Brethren and sisters, put on your aprons.
Thank you.
Adam. Adam. Adam, where art thou?
I heard thy voice and hid myself, because I was naked.
Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou partaken of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, of which we commanded thee not to partake?
The woman thou givest me, and commanded the tree to our own. She gave me the fruit of the tree, and I give thee
speed. What is this thou hast done?
The serpent beguiled me, and my duties.
Lucifer. What hast thou been doing here?
I have been doing that which has been done in another world.
What is that?
I have been giving some of the fruit of the tree of knowledge to evil.
Yes. Lucifer, because thou hast done this, thou shalt be cursed above all the beasts of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust thou shalt eat all the days of thy life.
Since thou cursest me for doing the same thing with another world, I will be the first to follow me, and they shall consider my self created for Adam and Eve.
I will create enmity between thee and the seed of the woman. Thou mayest have power to bruise his heel, but he shall have power to crush thy head.
Then with that purpose, I will keep the treasure of the earth, and the soul, silver, of thy heart, and hips, so free from oppressed, and tyrants who destroy and reign with blind horror on his face.
Depart. Jehovah, let cherubim and a flaming sword be placed to guard the way of the tree of life. Let Adam and Eve put forth their hands and partake of the fruit thereof, and live forever in their sins. It shall be done, Elohim. Let cherubim and a flaming sword be placed to guard the way of the tree of life. Let Adam and Eve put forth their hands and partake of the fruit thereof, and live forever in their sins. It is done, Elohim. Adam, because thou hast partaken of the forbidden fruit, the earth shall be cursed for thy sake. Instead of producing fruits and flowers spontaneously, it shall bring forth thorns, thistles, briars, and noxious weeds to afflict and torment man. And by the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat thy bread all the days of thy life. For thus thou art, and unto thus shalt thou return. Inasmuch as Eve was the first to eat of the forbidden fruit, if she will covenant that from this time forth she will obey the law of the Lord, and will hearken unto your counsel as you hearken unto mine. And if you will covenant that from this time forth you will obey the law of Elohim, we will give unto you the law of obedience and sacrifice, and we will provide a Savior for you, whereby you may come back into our presence, and with us partake of eternal life and exaltation.
Adam, I now come to obey the law of the Lord, and to hearken to your counsel, as you hearken unto the Father.
Elohim, I now covenant with thee, that from this time forth, I will obey thy law, and keep thy commandments.
It is well. Jehovah, inasmuch as Adam and Eve have discovered their nakedness, may coat the skin as a covering for them. It shall be done, Lord. Brethren and sisters, the garment which was placed upon you in the washing room is to cover your nakedness, and represents the coat of chains spoken of. This procedure will represent Elohim at the altar. The couple will now come to the altar. Brethren and sisters, this couple represents all of you as if at the altar. You must consider yourselves as if you were respectively Adam and Eve. We will put each sister under covenant to obey the law of the Lord and to hearken to the counsel of her husband, as her husband hearkens unto the counsel of the Father. Sisters, arise. Each of you bring your right arm to the square. You and each of you solemnly covenant and promise before God, angels, and due witnesses at this altar that you will each observe and keep the law of the Lord and hearken to the counsel of your husband as he hearkens to the counsel of the Father. Each of you bow your head and say, yes. That will do. Brethren, arise. Each of you bring your right arm to the square. Each of you solemnly covenant and promise before God, angels, and these witnesses at this altar that you will obey the law of God and keep his commandments. Each of you bow your head and say, yes.
Yes.
That will do. To obey and keep the law of sacrifice as contained in the Holy Scriptures. This law of sacrifice was given to Adam in the Garden of Eden, who, when he was driven out of the garden, built an altar on which he offered sacrifices. And after many days, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him, saying, why dost thou offer sacrifices unto the Lord? Adam says, I know not, save the Lord commanded me. And then the angel spake, saying, this is a similitude of the sacrifice of the only begotten of the Father, who is full of grace and truth. Wherefore thou shalt do all that thou doest in the name of the Son, and thou shalt repent and call upon God in the name of the Son forevermore. The posterity of Adam down to Moses and from Moses to Jesus Christ offered up the first fruits of the field and the firstlings of the flock, which continued until the death of Jesus Christ, which ended sacrifice by the shedding of blood. And as Jesus Christ had laid down his life for the redemption of mankind, so we should covenant to sacrifice all that we possess, even our own lives if necessary, in sustaining and defending the kingdom of God. All arise. Each of you bring your right arm to the square. You and each of you solemnly covenant and promise before God, angels, and these witnesses at this altar that you will observe and keep the law of sacrifice as contained in the Holy Scriptures, as it has been explained to you. Each of you bow your head and say, yes.
Amen.
That will be it. We will now give unto you the first token of the Aaronic priesthood, which is the company name and honor. Before doing this, we desire to impress upon your mind the sacred character of the first token of the Aaronic priesthood, which is the company name and sign, as well as that of all other tokens of the Holy Priesthood, with their names and signs, which you will receive in the temple this day. They are most sacred and are guarded by solemn covenants and obligations made in the presence of God, angels, and these witnesses. You hold them sacred, and in no condition will you ever be in the temple that will be shown to you. The first token of the Aaronic priesthood is given by clasping the right hand and placing the joint of the thumb directly over the first knuckle of the hand, in this manner. Adam, we give unto you the first token of the Aaronic priesthood. We desire all to receive it. All alive.
Thank you.
If any of you have not received this token, you will please raise your hand. The name of this token is the new name that you received in the temple today. If any of you have forgotten the new name, please stand. The sign is made by bringing the right arm to the square, the palm of the hand to the front, the fingers close together, and the thumb extended. This is the sign. I will now explain the covenant and obligation which are associated with this token, its name and sign, which you will be required to take upon yourselves. If I were receiving my own endowment today, and had been given the name of John as my new name, I would repeat in my mind these words after making the sign. I, John, covenant before God, angels, and these witnesses, that I will never reveal the first token of your priesthood with its accompanying name and sign. All alone. Each of you make the sign of the first token of the Aaronic priesthood by bringing your right arm to the square, the palm of the hand to the front, the fingers close together, and the thumb extended. This is the sign. Now, repeat in your mind after me the words of the covenant. I, think of the new name, covenant before God, angels, and these witnesses, that I will never reveal the first token of the Aaronic priesthood with its accompanying name and sign. That will do.
Jehovah, see that I and you are driven out of this beautiful garden into the lone and dreary world, that they may learn from their own experience to distinguish good from evil. It shall be done, Helen. Adam, on finding himself in the lonely, dreary world, built an altar and offered prayer. And these are the words he uttered.
Hear the words of the mountain. O God, hear the words of my mouth. O God, hear the words of my mouth. I hear. What is it you want? Who are you? I am the God of this world.
You, the God of this world?
Yes. What do you want?
I am looking for Nephesim.
Oh, you want someone to preach to you. You want permission to see. There will be many who have preached to you the whole life of you, wasn't there? You know, good Christian.
But I am looking for messages from my father.
Jehovah, send young Peter, James, and John to visit the man Adam in the celestial world without disclosing their identity. Have them observe conditions generally, see Satan there, and learn whether Adam has been true to the token and sign given to him in the Garden of Eden. Have them then return and bring me word.
You shall be one of them.
Peter, James, and John, go down and visit the man Adam in the celestial world without disclosing your identity.
of his condition there and learn whether Adam has been true to the token and sign given to him in the Garden of Eden. Then return and bring it forth.
It shall be done, Jehovah. Come, James and John, let us go down.
Teaching of these people.
What is being taught?
The philosophies of men, the hopeless creature.
How is this teaching received?
Very well. But this man does not seem to believe what is being taught.
Good morning. What do you think of this teaching?
I am looking for messages from my father, Shishishi.
That is good. Have you any tokens or signs?
Have you any money?
We have sufficient for our needs.
You can buy anything as well. It's possible.
Do you sell your tokens or signs for money? You have them, I presume.
I have. But you don't have the money. I hold them sacred. I am looking for the prisoner I acknowledge Father promised to send him.
That is right. We commend you for your integrity. Jose. We shall probably visit you again.
How's the grace day of mine? By rain among us in the air, it is not
your peace, Lord. Jehovah, we have visited the man Adam in the virtual world as thou didst command us. We found Satan there, striving to lead the prosperity of Adam's strength. But Adam has been true and faithful to the token and sign given in the Garden of Eden. He is waiting for the further mind and knowledge he promised to send him. This is our report. It is well, King James.
Elohim, Peter, James, and John went down to the Manhattan, the celestial world. They found Satan there, striving to lead the prosperity of Adam astray with all manner of false doctrine. But Adam has been truly faithful to the crooked sign given him in the Garden of Eden, and he is waiting for the further light and knowledge you promised to send him. This is their report.
It is well.
Jehovah, request Peter, James, and John to go down in their true character as apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, to Adam and Eve in their prosperity in the celestial world, and to cast Satan out of their midst. Instruction of Adam and Eve and their posterity, the law of the gospel, as contained in the Holy Scriptures. Also, given to them a charge to avoid all like-mindedness, loud laughter, evil speaking or his anointing, the taking of the name of God in vain, and every other unholy and impure practice, and cause these to be received by covenant. Instruct Peter, James, and John further to clothe Adam and Eve and their posterity in the robes of the Holy Priesthood, with the robe on the left shoulder, and to give unto them the second token of the Aaronic priesthood, with its accompanying name and sign, then have them return and bring me word. It shall be done. Come down in your true character and apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in their posterity in the fellowship group. Cast Satan out of their midst. Give unto them the law of the gospel as contained in the Holy Scriptures. Also a charge to avoid all like-mindedness, loud laughter, evil speaking of the Lord's anointing, partaking in the name of God in vain, and every other unholy and impure practice. Cause them to receive thee by covenant. clothe them in the robe of the Holy Spirit, with the robe of the righteous, and give unto them the second portion of the divine priesthood, which is accompanying name and sign. Then return and bring it word.
It shall be done, Jehovah. Come, James the Shark, let us go down. I am Peter.
I am James.
I am John.
Yeah.
What are you going to do now?
We will dismiss you without further argument.
Ah. You have a toll on my genius and my greatness and glory. Now you want to take possession of a whole of this. I have a word to say concerning these people. If you do not walk up to every house, they may get these ulcers in this and this day.
Say that. We command you to depart.
By what force?
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Master. Give you the further light and knowledge he promised to send you.
How shall I know that you are true messenger?
By our giving unto you the spoken and signed you received in the Garden of Eden.
What is that?
The first token of your high priesthood.
Has it an end?
It has.
Will you give it to me?
I cannot, for it is the new name, and I have made a covenant not to disclose it. But this is a sign.
Now I know that you are a true messenger sent down from Father. These are true messengers. I exhort you to give strict heed to the counsel and sheep, and they will lead you in the way of life and salvation.
Represent Peter at the altar.
A couple will now come to the altar. Brothers and sisters, this couple at the altar represent all of you at the altar, and you will be under the same obligations as they will be. We are required to give unto you the law of the Gospels contained in the Holy Scriptures, to give unto you also a charge to avoid all right-mindedness, loud laughter, evil speaking of the Lord's anointed, the taking of the name of God in vain, and every other unholy and impure practice, and to cause you to receive this by a covenant. All around. These individuals are right out of the sky. keeping your covenants and promise before God, angels, and these witnesses, if you will observe and keep the law of the gospel and its charge that has been explained to you. Each of you bow your heads and say yes.
Yes.
God will do it.
Your own shepherds will hold you in the robes of the Holy Priesthood.
Take the robe on your left shoulder. Take the cap on your head and the bow over the right knee. Replace the egg. Tie the ring with the bow on the right hand. Remove the slippers from your feet and put them on again as part of the temple clothing. You may now proceed to show me. With the robe on the left shoulder, you are prepared to officiate in the ordinances of the Aaronic priesthood. We will now give unto you the stepping token of the Aaronic priesthood with its accompanying name and sign. This token is given by clasping the right hands and placing the joint of the thumb between the first and second knuckles of the hand in this manner. We desire all to receive it. All around. If any of you have not received this token, please raise your hand. Yeah.
name of this token is your own group given name if you are going to the temple for your own endowment, or if you are going through for the dead, it is the first given name of the person for whom you are officiating. The sign is made by bringing the right hand in front of you with a hand in cupping shape, the right arm forming a square, and the left arm being raised to the square. This is the sign. I will now explain the covenants and obligations which are associated with this token, its name and sign, which you will be required to take upon yourself. If I were receiving my own endowment today, and if my first given name were David, I would repeat in my mind these words after making the sign. I, David, solemnly covenant before God, angels, and these witnesses, that I will never reveal the second token of the Aaronic priesthood, with its accompanying name and sign. All around. Each of you makes a sign of the second token of the Aaronic priesthood by bringing the right hand in front of you, with the hand in cupping shape, the right arm forming a square, and the left arm being raised to the square. This is the sign. Now repeat in your mind after me the words of the covenant. I, think of the first given name, solemnly covenant before God, angels, and these witnesses, that I will never reveal the second token of the Aaronic priesthood with its accompanying name and sign. That will do. We will return and report.
Jehovah, we have been down to Adam and Eve in their prosperity in the celestial world, have cast Satan out of enemies. We have given unto them the law of the gospel contained in the whole scriptures. Also, we strive to avoid all like-mindedness, loud laughter, evil speaking of the Lord's anointed, to take away the name of God in vain, and every other unholy and impure practice, and have caused them to receive these by covenant. We have also clothed them in the robes of the holy priesthood, and have given unto them the second token of the Aaronic priesthood, with its accompanying name and sign. This is our report.
It is well, Peter says. Now then, Peter, James, and Son have been down to Adam and Eve and their prosperity in the celestial world, have kept Satan out of their midst, and have done all else that they were commanded to do. It is well. Jehovah, send down Peter, James, and John again to the celestial world. Have Adam and Eve and their posterity changed their robe to the right shoulder, preparatory to officiating the ordinances of the Melchizedek priesthood, and introduce them into the terrestrial world. Look Peter, James, and John further, to give unto them the law of chastity, and put them under covenant to obey his law, which is that the daughters of Eve and the sons of Adam shall have no sexual relations except with their husbands or wives, to whom they are legally and lawfully wedded. Give unto them the first token of the Melchizedek priesthood, for sign of the nail, with his coming name and sign. Have them return, and bring me word.
It shall be done, Helen.
Peter, James, and John, go down again to the celestial world. Instruct Adam and Eve and their posterity to change their roles to the right shoulder, preparatory to officiating the ordinances of the Melchizedek priesthood, and introduce them into the terrestrial world. Give unto them the law of chastity, and put them under covenant to obey his law, which is that the daughters of Eve and the sons of Adam shall have no sexual relations except with their husbands or wives to whom they are legally and lawfully wed. Give unto them the first token of the Melchizedek priesthood, or sign of the nail, with its accompanying name and sign. And return and bring us word.
It shall be done, Jehovah. Come, James and John, let us go down. We are instructed to have you remove the robe and change it to the right shoulder, preparatory to officiating in the ordinances of the Melchizedek priesthood, and to introduce you into the celestial worlds. You may now remove the robe and take the shoulder. Thank you.
The altar. We are instructed to give unto you the law of chastity, which is that each of you shall have no sexual relations except with your husband or wife, to whom you are legally and lawfully wedded. All please arise. You and each of you covenant and promise before God, angels, and these witnesses, that you will observe and keep the law of chastity as it has been explained to you. Each of you bow your head and say yes. That will do. We will now give unto you the first token of the Melchizedek priesthood, or sign of the man, with its accompanying name and sign. This token is received by bringing the right hand into this position, the hand vertical, the fingers close together, and the thumb extended. And the person giving the token placing the tip of the forefinger of his right hand in the center of the palm, and the thumb opposite on the back of the hand of the one receiving it, in this hand. We desire all to receive it, all around. If any of you have not received this token, you will please raise your hand. The name of this token is the Son, meaning the Son of God. The sign is made by bringing the left hand in front of you, with the hand in cupping shape, the left arm forming a square. The right hand is also brought forward, the palm down, the fingers close together with the thumb extended. This is the sign. I will now explain the covenant of obligation which are associated with this token, its name and sign, and which you will be required to take upon yourselves. If I were repeating the endowment today, either for myself or for the dead, I would repeat in my mind these words after making the sign. I solemnly covenant before God, angels, and these witnesses, in the name of the Son, that I will never reveal the first token of the Melchizedek priesthood or sign of the man, with its accompanying name and sign. All around. Each of you make the sign of the first token of the Melchizedek priesthood, or sign of the man, by raising the left hand in front of you, with the hand in cupping shape, the left arm forming a square. The right hand is also brought forward, the palm down, the fingers close together with the thumb extended. This is the sum. Now repeat in your mind after me the words of the covenant. I solemnly covenant before God, angels, and these witnesses, in the name of the Son, that I will never reveal the first token of the Melchizedek priesthood, or sign of the name, with its accompanying name and sign. That will do. Jehovah, we have been down to Adam and Eve and their posterity. I placed the robe on the right shoulder and have introduced them into the celestial world. We have put them under covenant to observe and keep the law of chastity. We have also given them the first token of the Melchizedek priesthood, or sign of the name, with its accompanying name and sign. This is our report.
It is well, Peter, James, and John. Elohim, Peter, James, and John have been down to Adam and Eve and their posterity, and have done all that they were commanded to do. It is well. Jehovah, send down Peter, James, and John, and instruct them to give to Adam and Eve and their posterity in the terrestrial world the law of consecration in connection with the law of the gospel and the law of sacrifice, and to cause them to receive it by covenant, to give unto them the second token of the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal grip or sure sign of the name, with its accompanying sign, and to teach them the order of prayer, and to prepare them in all things to receive further instructions at the veil, then have them report at the veil.
It shall be done, Elohim. Peter, James, and John, put your hands to Adam and Eve and their posterity in the terrestrial world, and give unto them the law of consecration, in connection with the law of the gospel and the law of sacrifice, and cause them to receive it by covenant. Give unto them the second token by the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal grip or true sign of the name, with its accompanying sign. Teach them the order of prayer, and prepare them in all things to receive further instructions at the veil, then report at the veil.
It shall be done, Jehovah. Come, James and John, let us go down. A couple will now come to the altar. We are instructed to give unto you the law of consecration as contained in the Book of Doctrine and Covenants, in connection with the law of the gospel and the law of sacrifice, which you have already received. It is that you do consecrate yourselves, your time, talents, and everything with which the Lord has blessed you, or with which he may bless you, to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for the building up of the kingdom of God on the earth, and for the establishment of Zion. All arise. Each of you bring your right arm to the square. You and each of you covenant and promise before God, angels, and these witnesses at this altar that you accept the law of consecration as contained in the Doctrine and Covenants, in that you do consecrate yourselves, your time, talents, and everything with which the Lord has blessed you, or with which he may bless you, to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for the building up of the kingdom of God on the earth, and for the establishment of Zion. Each of you bow your head and say yes. That will do. We will now give unto you the second token of the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal grip or sure sign of the name, with its accompanying signs. This token has reference to the crucifixion of the Savior. When he was placed upon the cross, the crucifiers drove nails through the palms of his hands. Then, fearing that the weight of his body would cause the nails to tear through the flesh of the hands, they drove nails through his wrists. Hence, in the palm is the sign of the nail, and in the wrist is the sure sign of the nail, or the nail in the sure place. This token is given by clasping the right hands, interlocking the little fingers, and placing the tip of the forefinger upon the center of the wrist. In this manner, we desire all to receive it. If any of you have not received this token, you will please raise your hand. This token has a name and a sign. You will be under the same sacred obligation in connection with this token and sign as you are under the other tokens and signs of the Holy Priesthood which you have received in the temple this day. The name of this token will not be given to you at this stage of the endowment, but it will be given later on. The sign is given by raising both hands high above the head, and by lowering the hands, repeating aloud the words, O God, hear the words of my mouth. Repeat it 3 times. When Adam was driven out of the Garden of Eden, he built an altar and offered prayers, and these are the words that he uttered. O God, hear the words of my mouth. Repeat it 3 times. All arise. You make the sign of the second token of the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal grid for a sure sign of the nail, by raising both hands high above the head, and by lowering the hands, repeating 3 times the words, O God, hear the words of my heart. O God, hear the words of my mouth. O God, hear the words of my mouth. That will be done. Brethren and sisters, with the robe on the right shoulder, you are prepared to be taught the true order of prayer and to be introduced at the veil. A few of you, including couples, will please come forward and form a circle around the altar.
Should exist in the circle. If any of you have unstruck beings for any member of this circle, you are invited to withdraw, so that the Spirit of the Lord may be on his screen. In the circle, we make the signs of all the tokens of the Holy Priesthood. We will begin by making the sign of the first token of the Roman Priesthood. This is done by bringing the right arm to the square, the palm of the hand to the front, the fingers close together, and the thumb extended. This is the sign. The name of this token is the new name received in the temple today. We will now make the sign of the second token of the Aaronic priesthood. This is done by bringing the right hand in front of you, with the hand in cup shape. The right arm forming square, and the left arm being raised to the square. This is the sign. The name of this token is your first given name if you are going to the temple for your own endowment. Or if you are going through for the dead, it is the first given name of the person for whom you are officiating. We will now make the sign of the first token of the Melchizedek priesthood, or sign of the nail. This is done by raising the left hand in front of you, with the hand in cupping shape, the left arm forming a square. The right hand is also brought forward, the palm down, the fingers close together, with the thumb extended. This is the sign. The name of this token is the Son, meaning the Son of God. We will now make the sign of the second token of the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal grip or short sign of the nail. This is done by raising both hands high above the head, and while lowering the hand, repeating three times the words, O God, hear the words of my mouth. O God, hear the words of my mouth. O God, hear the words of my mouth. We have here a list of names of persons who are sick or otherwise afflicted, whom we are requested to remember in our prayer. We will place this list upon the altar and request the faith of those present in behalf of these persons. The sisters in the room will see it in their faces. You should be putting your left arm to the floor and rest it upon the shoulder or arm of the person at your left. Those in the circle will repeat the words of the prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father,
Amen.
We come before thee.
Amen.
Dressed in the robes of the priesthood.
Dressed in the robes of the priesthood.
Around the altar.
Around the altar.
In the true order of prayer.
In the true order of prayer.
We give thee thanks.
We give thee thanks.
For our families.
For our families.
And our loved ones.
And our loved ones.
And we ask thee to be mindful.
And we ask thee to be mindful.
At this time,
of those people,
whose names write on this altar, and do the Lord for this temple,
and do the Lord for this temple.
Please bless them,
please bless them,
and comfort them,
and comfort them,
and help them to withstand their difficulties,
and help them to withstand their difficulties.
And forgive our will,
and forgive our will.
Please restore them,
please restore them,
before our Creator,
before our Creator.
And also bless.
And also bless.
Those around them.
Those around them.
So they might be helped.
That they might be helped.
And comforted.
And comforted.
In the various stuff.
In the various tasks.
Which they have to do.
Which they have to do.
We ask you to bless the missionaries.
We ask you to bless the missionaries.
Please guide them.
Please guide them.
For those people.
For those people.
Who will be receptive.
Who will be receptive.
Of their message.
Of their message.
And we ask you to bless those people.
And we ask you to bless those people.
That they might develop strong testimonies.
That they might develop strong testimonies.
And accept the gospel.
And accept the gospel.
And come to the temple.
And come to the temple.
And enjoy all the blessings.
And enjoy all the blessings.
Which are available to them.
Which are available to them.
We ask you to bless our prophet.
We ask you to bless our prophet.
And all those who associate with them.
And all those who associate with them.
That they might continue.
That they might continue.
To give us the guidance.
To give us the guidance.
We need to get closer to them.
We need to get closer to them.
We ask you to bless.
We ask you to bless.
Everyone at the temple with them.
Everyone at the temple with them.
Give us grace.
Give us grace.
That they might be able to feel our space.
That they might be able to feel our space.
And get close to them.
And get close to them.
We are grateful for our son.
We are grateful for our son.
And the sacrifice he made.
And the sacrifice he made.
And we ask you to bless us.
And we ask you to bless us.
That we might be able to accept.
That we might be able to accept.
And be worthy.
And be worthy.
Of those sacrifices.
Of those sacrifices.
We ask you to bless you this day.
We ask you to bless you this day.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
The sisters will unveil their faces, and the brothers and sisters in the circle will return to the We will now uncover the veil. Thank you. Brethren and sisters, this is the veil of the temple. I will now explain the marks on the veil. These four marks are the marks of the holy priesthood, and corresponding marks are found in your individual garment. On the right is the mark of the square. It is placed in the garment over the right breast, suggesting to the mind exactness and honor in keeping the covenants entered into this day. On the left is the mark of the compass. It is placed in the garment over the left breast, suggesting to the mind an undeviating course leading to eternal life. A constant reminder that desires, appetites, and passions are to be kept within the bounds the Lord has set, and that all truth may be circumscribed into one great whole. This is the navel mark. It is placed in the garment over the navel, suggesting to the mind the need of constant nourishment, the body and spirit. This is the knee mark. It is placed in the right leg of the garment so as to be over the kneecap, suggesting that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Christ. These other three marks are for convenience in looking at the veil. Through this one, the person representing the Lord put forth his right hand to test our knowledge of the tokens of the holy priesthood. Through the one on the right, he asks us certain questions. Through the one on the left, we give our answers. As all of you will have to pass through the veil, we will show you how this is to be done. The person is brought to this point, and the worker gives three distinct tests with an hour. Whereupon the Lord parts the veil and asks,
"What is wanted?"
Adam, having been true and faithful in all things, desires further light and knowledge by conversing with the Lord through the veil.
"Present him with the veil, and his request shall be granted."
The person is then brought to this point, whereupon the Lord puts forth his right hand, gives the first token of the Aaronic priesthood, and asks,
"What is that?"
The first token of the Aaronic priesthood.
"Has it a name?"
"It has."
"Will you give it to him?"
"I will through the veil." The person then gives through the veil the name of this token, which is the new name received in the temple today. The Lord then gives the second token of the Aaronic priesthood and asks,
"What is that?"
"The second token of the Aaronic priesthood."
"Has it a name?"
"It has."
"Will you give it to him?"
"I will through the veil." The person then gives the name of this token, which is his first given name if he is going through the temple for his own endowment, or if he is going through for the dead, it is the first given name of the person for whom he is officiating. The Lord then gives the first token of the Melchizedek priesthood, or sign of the Nair, and asks,
"What is that?"
"The first token of the Melchizedek priesthood, or sign of the Nair."
"Has it a name?"
"It has."
"Will you give it to me?"
"I will through the veil." The person then gives the name of this token, which is the Son, meaning the Son of God. The Lord then gives the second token of the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal gift or true sign of the Nair, and asks,
"What is that?"
"The second token of the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal gift or true sign of the Nair."
"Has it a name?"
"It has."
"Will you give it to me?"
"I cannot. I have not yet received it. For this purpose I have come to converse with the Lord through the veil."
"You shall receive it through the veil."
"It is received as left arm doth place upon right shoulders through the veil." The Lord then gives the name of this token and asks,
"What is that?"
"The second token of the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal grip or sure sign of the name."
"Has it a name?"
"Yes."
"Will you give it to me?"
"I will through the veil." The person then repeats back to the Lord the name of the token as he received it. Whereupon the Lord says,
"That is correct."
The person is again brought to this point, and the worker gives three distinct taps with a mallet. The Lord parts the veil and asks,
"What is wanted?"
Adam, having conversed with the Lord through the veil, desires now to enter his presence. The Lord puts forth his right hand, takes the person by the right hand, and says,
"Let him enter."
He is admitted into the presence of the Lord. We will now report. Jehovah, we have been down to Adam and Eve in their posterity in the terrestrial world, and have given unto them the law of consecration, and have caused them to repeat it by covenant. We have given unto them the second token of the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal grip or sure sign of the nail, with its accompanying sign, and have taught them the order of prayer. They are now ready to converse with the Lord through the veil. This is our report.
It is well, Peter, James, and John. Elohim, Peter, James, and John have been down to Adam and Eve and their posterity in the terrestrial world, and have done all that they were commanded to do. It is well. Jehovah, instruct Peter, James, and John to introduce Adam and Eve and their posterity at the veil, where we will give unto them the name of the second token of the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal grip, or sure sign of the nail, preparatory to their entering into our presence. It shall be done, Elohim. But Peter, James, and John, you will introduce Adam and Eve and their posterity at the veil, where we will give unto them the name of the second token of the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal grip, or sure sign of the nail, preparatory to their entering into our presence.
It shall be done, Jehovah. Come, James and John, we will introduce them at the veil. Brethren and sisters, we are instructed to introduce you at the veil, for you will receive the name of the second token of the Melchizedek priesthood, the patriarchal grip or sure sign of the nail, preparatory to your entering into the presence of the Lord.
Thank you.